Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, March 28th. The grains closed lower with May corn down 5.5 cents at 748.5. That was 8 cents off its lows. We rallied about a nickel in the last 5 minutes. So it looks like maybe we could see a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday. Tomorrow, we closed right on our highs here today. And it was nice little comeback, still lower on the day though. May wheat down 45.25 cents at 1057. Again, that was 10 cents off the lows there. So maybe we'll see a little turnaround Tuesday there. The beans closed down 46 cents at 1664.25. We only closed 2 cents off the lows there. Meal and oil both digging on the chin. Meal was down $9. Oil was down 230. So just a tough day really all the way around. Export inspections this morning were good on the corn, 1.6 million metric tons. The beans, 628,000. The wheat was light, 341. The bean number was pretty much as expected, but not a great number. But obviously, the crude oil was the big culprit out here today. Crude oil closed down $7.94 a barrel at $105.96. We traded as much as $8.50 off of last night's highs. So I think, you know, that really broke the beans out here, the corn and the bean oil and everything went with it. We had the export sales this morning, 132 to China old crop, 77 old crop to unknown, 51 new crop to unknown. Most of that, I'm sure, is Chinese buying out here, but we'll see. But the reason the crude oil is down so much is because tensions may be easing somewhat in the Ukraine. The fighting is still going on. There's no question about it. But it looks like Russia might want to try to float some kind of idea that Donbas gets absorbed by Russia and they'll leave the rest of the country alone. It may not be an unreasonable settlement out here, but I think that's what pushed us lower here today. But overall, we've got the report on Thursday. We're looking for corn acres to be down about 1.5 million, bean acres up about 1.5 million. So we'll see what that comes out. Stocks numbers look a little heavy on the corn and the beans, but light on the wheat. The dollar closed up 29 ticks here today at 99.12. That's only about 30 ticks away from a contract high there. So that certainly weighs on the grains as well. So we've got cold weather this week around the Midwest. Next week it looks to warm up, and that's kind of ideal planting time and good planting weather, and they've had plenty of moisture out here, so we don't see any real problems with the U.S. weather for the time being. We'll get an update on the crop condition on the wheat here this afternoon, but I would expect it to be better after last week's rains. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.